Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is, my mother and I bought a home here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Kent County, as joint tenants with full rights of survivorship. My mother has since passed away, and I have married. I am wondering what the correct way is to go about a new deed. My specific question is, does my mother's name go on the deed as a grantor with an attached death certificate, or can her name be omitted as a grantor? Ownership of the property is not changing. I just want to update the deed with my married name, as well as add my husband's name to the deed, a tenancy by entirety ownership status. My answer is, if you held the deed with your mother, joint with the rights of survivorship, you are now the sole owner of the property now that she has passed. My condolences. She is not named on anything. As a sole owner, if you want to give your husband an interest in the home, you would generate a conveyance of your fee interest from you to you and him. Warranty deeds are legal documents that do have far-reaching consequences. The next question is, how can I stop a tax foreclosure on my deceased grandfather's home? My sister is assigned to be the personal representative of the estate, but she still has not submitted the will to probate, and my grandfather was seriously behind on property taxes. Can I pay the taxes or request a hearing to save the estate? My answer is, if you can do so, pay the delinquent property taxes on the home for the estate. You can then be reimbursed by the estate for these advances. If you don't have all of the money for delinquent property taxes, your sister, as the personal representative, should also go to the county to get a payment plan while the estate is being probated. They should be able to work with her. If all else fails, the county does have scheduled show cause hearings prior to tax foreclosure where you can inform the court that you are in the process of probating the estate. The last question is, I'm interested in obtaining a property. However, it's held in a trust. I'm married to the cousin of the trust owner. Should I get a quitclaim deed from the trust, seeing as the property is in a trust, or would a purchase agreement for the property be a better option? The family is hurting for money, and I think this is the time to strike and get a great deal. I have the money. A properly created trust is a legal entity unto itself. Depending on the trust provisions, it may be able to convey property interests via deed. How it is conveyed or granted to the grantee, this would be you, is dependent upon what you are trying to accomplish. What are the trust conditions for conveying the property? Does it require you to pay for the property using a purchase agreement, or can the property trustee give a deed outright without any compensation? Are there other beneficiaries of the trust that may object? An attorney should further review the trust provisions before executing a deed or purchase offer. And if you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.